Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Just a heads up, y'all. In adulting, we use all kinds of language all the time. But in this episode, the N-word is used. And we know that some listeners may find that upsetting and offensive. So we wanted to give you, the heads up. Now, let's get funny.
Everybody, I'm Michelle Buteau.
And I'm Jordan Carlos, and welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios, the podcast where we learn how to be grown-ass adults together.
Yeah. I am getting over a little cold from flying, and so sure. I asked the producers for a tissue, and they gave me this little toilet paper roll. It's like, I know it's public radio, but you got free tampons in the back,
like,
and we
it.
Ain't got no tissues.
Now, we got to do this public radio up. You know, I love the capital campaigns when they're like, we need $3,000 in the next 2 minutes, or your grandma's never going to hear Beethoven again.
Come on, we need symphony number 5 to 10. Let's go.
We're going to shut this shit down. This episode, we had Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black, Chris Red, and
Yamanika Saunders.
Nailed it, brought it home, landed the plane. Plus, you share some great news in this episode.
I do. I don't know what it is. I've already forgotten.
No spoils on that. Anyway, sit back, listen, enjoy. You're probably in your commute or in a cubicle, so try to hold it in.
Yes, like your fart.
Welcome.
You're welcome. I'm your host, Michelle Buteau. That's Jordan Carlos. Please give it up for our DJ,
Don Will.
DJ Don Will, the ones in my bucket, too.
I'm just so proud that everybody came on time. Give yourselves a round of applause,
you
adults. You fucking adults. The people that did come on time. Don't take credit if you came late. They're like, I made it in. No, fuck. If you came on time, please give yourselves a round of applause. Who made it on time? That's right, you adults.
Look.
She made it in a fucking... What happened to you? Were you playing field hockey and you fucked up?
Ooh, did you go to a city MD or a real hospital?
What happened to your leg? What happened to your leg?
Can you tell us?
I want to hear what happened. What's the story?
Rock climbing.
Get the microphone back. I don't need to hear about no fucking rock climbing.
The whitest
that
injury I've ever fucking heard of.
That sounds dumb and dangerous as fuck. I'm not going to say you deserve to get hurt, but hello.
I kite surfed into a mountain.
Fuck, again, she's surprised she hurt herself rock climbing.
Jesus Christ.
Look, you just... Are you... Like, once you have a body like mine, that shit is rock climbing every fucking day. I can't see my feet. Everything feels like, you know, you're just walking on a tightrope in an Indiana Jones movie with this body. I feel like trying not to catch myself on fire with her fucking foot rock climbing. No, get some rosé and jerk off to a nice candle, bitch. Why are you rock climbing? Yeah. Anyways, how are you? Well, we should tell you what the show's about. Make some noise if you've been here before.
Have you been to adulting before?
Oh!
Thank you. The real ones. You've been before, sir?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This woman
you
is amazing.
You have been here twice. Thank you for exposing him to new things.
It's a journey. And that's what adulting is. Adulting is a journey.
Yes.
It's a metamorphosis.
Get spiritual, Jordan. Yes,
please.
What a transition.
Let me do church. Basically, what it is we come together every month or so. Do it. You got any Andre Crouch in there or anything? Okay. We come together to basically help ourselves through this rite of passage that we call adulting, this metamorphosis, if you will, where we go into the
cocoon. I don't even know how to spell metamorphosis.
God damn it, I was on a roll.
Sorry.
All right, so
sorry.
We're talking about bills, we're talking about rent, we're talking about mortgage,
yes,
we're talking about relationships, the
all
whole
that stuff.
Nine,
yes.
How we're getting through it.
How do we do it together?
Yes.
I love group therapy because it is cheaper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, insurance. Do you have insurance? It seems like you do. You don't have insurance?
You went rock climbing
with
no
fucking insurance? What the fuck?
Someone give her a notebook. She need to take notes. I'm adulting.
You're like, I got this.
Oh,
what
my
else?
God. I can't. Anyways, how have you been?
Things have been good. I'm on a little pilot on Hulu, so we'll see what happens.
Black man got a motherfucking job.
Yeah, it's with Bobby Moynihan. He's a really funny dude from SNL.
No, we talk
know.
About you. You the funny
okay,
one.
Okay,
bitch.
You're right. Absolutely. this is what my therapist says. Yes, it's starring me. All right. Stop. All right. No, I'm really excited
about
it.
Yeah, it oh, I love it. It's Urkel wants a Uniqlo and got a job.
All right. Okay.
Is that too much?
We're having some fun at my expense.
Whatever. Okay. It's like Raven Simone wants a rainbow and got a jacket.
That's me.
But what about you? Have you been busy lately? What's going on?
Yeah, I've been very busy because we just welcomed twins via surrogate.
Get on your feet!
Get on your feet!
Make it happen.
You know what's funny?
So,
yes? Gloria Estefan was in that terrible car accident. It was a truck accident. But she was in this terrible accident.
Sure.
And she, needed a pole in her back. That's how bad, her accident was with her band, right? Mm. And then, months later, she recovered and sang that song at the Grammys. Yeah.
So think about that. We were talking about your newborn children.
I just think it's amazing. You can overcome anything. And honestly, I'm taking it black. Okay. So we have been trying to have a baby for 5 years now. And so getting back to the Gloria Estefan story, it's just shit is going to hold you down, but don't let it hold you down forever. You know what I mean? And I remember your wife talking me through some hard times, and she's just like, Michelle, you got to have kids because you a crazy bitch.
She said that to you?
She did, although she's white, so she's like, oh my God, Michelle.
How dare
I'm just,
you?
I'm just
How
kidding.
How dare you?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Wait, so how old are they? This morning.
They turned 3 weeks yesterday.
3 weeks old.
Yeah, it's insane. I've always wanted to be a mom before I can even remember. I never thought about getting married, but I was like, I'm going to be a mom. And now in my 40s, I'm just like, fuck everybody. Get the fuck out of my way. I'm going to take care of these kids. And it's fucking wonderful. I also, I just started using CBD oil. That's great.
Wait, so have you been sleeping or?
What sleep? Who that? I'd love to meet that motherfucker. Who sleep? No, bitch. I don't sleep, honey.
Did you know that's called mom brain? Mom brain is like you forget, you can hold this. Like,
that's me, I don't give a shit. But you know what? You know what, guys? This is a very special show for a lot of different reasons. It's one of my first shows in Brooklyn after hiring a babysitter and being a mom. It's also very special because one of my friends, my favorite pair of brown titties, just out there in the world doing stuff, has showed up tonight, and I would love to have her on the show. I mean, you know her from all types of stuff, mainly Orange is the New Black. Please give it up for Danielle Brown!
That is great.
I'm good. That was impressive.
Yeah, it was like
cardio. I'll get in on this.
Yeah. That wore me out.
I like this. I like my butt to shake too. Okay.
I got work to do.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Did you always have this inner light, or did you have to nurture it? Because you are, you know when people say you light up a room? You do that shit.
That's love. I think it's inside me.
Yeah,
for sure. I've always kept that joy.
Yeah.
It's been important for me to keep it, you know. But I mean, people be trying to steal that light.
Yes.
That thing is a part of adulting. Don't let nobody steal your light.
Yes.
That is real, you know.
True. What's your technique for keeping it? What's your technique?
Oh, man. I try to surround myself with good people. Yes. My family is here. I have to shout them out.
From Little Rock, Arkansas?
And Memphis, Tennessee, baby!
Oh my God.
So, just making sure I keep my people close to me. Around me, keep me, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you, speaking of the joy that's inside, was it taught or did you have to find it yourself? Do you think you can go through, a lot of bad shit and still be a happy person?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. I think so. I think you can go through a lot of shit. I mean, I still go through a lot of shit. I mean, every day ain't like roses and flowers and sex every day. But I think it's just remembering, counting your blessings. Mm. I think that's what it's about. If you know, you know what? I have breath in my body today. Mm. I got all my limbs. I was able to pay for my subway ride.
What?
All that stuff. If you think about that... I think you're going to be all right.
Yeah. Right.
The perspective is great. Yeah. It's really
it's not
great.
A New York perspective. That's why I like it.
No,
it's
that's
refreshing.
Right.
South Carolina. That's
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It emanates.
But I think yeah. New York did make me a little hard. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, I had to get some thick skin. Because I was walking around being like, hi, ma'am. Hi, sir. And they was
oh,
like,
no.
The fuck? Like, yeah. So I had to like toughen up and be
that's
like,
funny.
Get out
that's
my
how...
way, bitch. You know, like, I had to like, really...
Right,
yes. A little more aggressive.
Yeah, I gotta learn that myself. Like, get out of the way, you know.
But
you know what you said.
Like,
it's not really
bitch.
It's the nomenclature.
Yeah,
you know,
way.
You
yes.
jerk. You know what I'm saying? Like, really lean.
But it's
got
to.
Part.
You gotta hit them with
yeah.
like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, both of you guys are from the South. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, but what part of the South are you from?
I know. What the fuck part of the South am I from?
Are you really from the South?
No,
are
I really
am.
Can I say something now? I am from the South. But people always, New Yorkers will always correct me. They like to correct me. They say that I'm not from the South.
So where are
never
you from?
From Texas. So then
oh,
New York.
The
yeah, no, but New Yorkers will be like, that's not the South, because they're New Yorkers. They're like,
I mean,
yeah, I know everything. I'm
no,
like, fuck
no.
All right, you know.
No. Florida? Yeah. Texas, you Southern.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
for
you
sure.
very much.
For sure, for sure.
So this is, I mean, you've come to the end of one you know, project. And I was wondering, like, well, how does it feel? How does it feel to, like, go into the next thing only being 29 years old?
Oh,
and, like,
man.
That's amazing.
What an achievement.
I mean, what an achievement. For real. That's amazing.
Thank you.
They're New Yorkers. They won't clap. Too. But
we can put in the clap.
Like,
put in the clap.
I could do that, too.
I mean, did y'all watch Orange is the New Black? Do y'all still watch it?
Come on.
Oh, my God. Halfway.
Come on.
But cool. I mean, some people, you know, tap out. But I'm glad y'all are still there.
Yeah.
It's been a mourning process, though, for real. Like,
yeah.
Just crying all the time. I mean, this last season, y'all gonna be over us crying. All the girls crying.
Yeah.
You be like, stop crying. because we're just so overwhelmed with, like, what this show has done for us. Like,
yeah.
It changed our lives, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and other people's lives, too.
Oh, yeah. It's
and
true,
those stories are so important.
Tell
when people say diversity
it.
Matters, you know, it really fucking does, and you could tell with the show. And it's been easier for, like, a lot, like, other brown titties to go out and audition, because now we got a proven concept, so you know what I mean? Like,
breast.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you booed up right now?
Bada, a Buddha. Hey, yes I am, and I'm clearly happy.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good. I love
yeah.
love. Let me ask you a question then. What is something that your man could do for you?
Oh God.
Adulting wise, that he would not have to check in with you for. Like, he could just make the decision himself.
Wait, now break that down. What now, mommy?
Okay,
mommy
absolutely.
Brain, what?
Okay, so like, okay,
what's
if
the
there's
question?
Something he can do without your knowledge,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, what I like to do for my wife
yeah,
is like, I like to get her like spa passes and things like that without.
Oh
her
yeah, he
yeah,
can
yeah.
do all that. What do you mean?
What do you
mean?
Like plan something without you knowing it, or plan something.
All of that, yeah.
You can do all that.
Yeah,
okay,
I can
okay.
do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it could be more mundane. It could be more mundane than that. Could he paint a room? Could
yeah.
And pick
yeah.
a color without asking.
Oh no. Don't do that. The most important thing about relationships is communication.
Right.
Yes. So make sure you tell me what's going on.
No. Piece of furniture? Can he buy you a piece of furniture?
He can make sure the house is safe, you know. Make sure ADT in there.
Yeah.
Put a gate on that bitch. You know, okay. He can do that.
I made sure the house was safe.
We want you to answer some questions for the audience. Excuse
yeah.
me, Daniel Brooks is going to be
answering
your questions.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, first question. Where do I find a good sugar daddy?
Oh, at the stove. You can still get those sugar daddies at the stove now. Get them sugar daddies at the stove.
That's
right.
That's how you
next to the Nihilators.
I understand rent is high in New York. I get it. You know what? There's a whole website called like sugardaddy.com. There's websites for everything. You can just go to, it's like Fresh Direct. You just put some shit in a cart and see what happens.
Somebody's like, bookmark? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God. I would never do this. How do you turn a fuckboy into your boyfriend / husband?
Stop. Why?
Stop.
Why would you do that?
No.
Why do you want? Yeah, why? We just want to know why.
Yeah.
I don't even have the words. Like, why would you want a fuckboy?
I don't know. So, I mean, people,
you know why? Yeah. I will say this, and this is something I learned from my 20s. You cannot fuck with potential forever. Do you know what I mean? Mm. You can't date potential. Somebody got to show up to the fucking interview and be like, this is what I got. This is what I can offer. I'm just saying, you know what? D.L. Hughley said something really, really fucking interesting to me one time. He was on my podcast, Late Night, whatever, whatever, check it out. And he, somebody asked him a question about dating, and he was like, you already know the answer. So just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just do yourself a favor and rip the Band-Aid off. And I think it's so interesting because every time someone's like, you know, hemming and hawing, should I, shouldn't I? And I'm like, oh shit, we really do know the answer.
Oh, I think we always know the answer.
Right?
I think in your head, when you're dating, I think you know if that person's a 2-year person.
Ooh.
Or a 2-month person.
Ooh.
Or a 2-week person.
Ooh.
Like, you feel it.
Ooh, I feel it right now.
You know what I'm saying? So that, like, I feel like right now I have found my forever person.
Oh. Forever, my lady. It means so much to me.
Because I wouldn't be wasting my time.
No, now, my baby is grown. So in closing.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the most adult thing you want to do this year for yourself?
You know what I really wish I could do? Mm. Not give a fuck. Like the 80-year-old women, though. The ones that just really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
well, like you them. Say whatever you want to say.
Yep. Yes.
And you just do whatever you want to do.
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't going to go insulting people like 80-year-old women. Be like, you ugly. You know how they be just like, you're ugly. Or like, you know, yeah. I'm not going to do that, but that's what I would love to do. Like, I think for so long I've just been, like, politically correct and just trying to make sure that I'm, like, perfect in a way.
You have manners.
Yeah, I got manners. But I think it's okay to, like, I just want to loosen
up. It's going
to
happen because you already, like, got in the door. You're polite. You're super talented. Everyone loves you, trusts you, wants to work with you. And now you're just going to be taking over the world. You're going to make Shonda Rhimes look like, what? You like, boom, boom, boom. Back the fuck up. I got this, bitch. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to watch everything that happens for you.
Thank you. And congrats to you.
I love you so much. Daniel Brooks, everybody.
Yes. I'm also shaking my ass.
Our next guest is, oh my God, what a chicken nugget. I want to dip him in sauces. He's on Saturday Night Live. He's so fucking funny. He was also on on Netflix's Disjointed. Please give it up for Chris Ray! You look good, Chris.
Bro, yeah, man.
Don Will.
The one and only Chris Ray.
What up? How are y'all?
Where are you going? You look red carpet ready.
Hey, so funny story. I didn't go home last night because after the show, we're out all night.
SNL. Mm-hmm.
So I had them open my dressing room and I just picked clothes that were in there. And here I am.
That is adulting. Like it's golden.
You're making it happen. No,
oh my
man,
God.
But thank you for coming,
so,
man.
SNL
thank
parties, they go long.
There's two of them, too. And the first one doesn't start till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then the after doesn't start till like 3:30 or 4.
Yes. I've been to both one time. Yeah. I was like, is this Coachella? What is that?
Yeah. It's like a sad Coachella. You know what I mean? Because we're all drunk, but then some people remember, oh, man, work is coming. You know?
Yes.
But it's like the one time we get to unwind and you
but
see.
But you have to.
You have to do it.
Because and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like once a Saturday Night Live show is over, it feels like you just graduated college.
Yeah, you know and it mean? Happens like, every fucking week, too.
Yes.
Like, if you do real good, you're like, hell yeah, I killed it. And then they come in Monday like, yeah, no one cares about that last week. There's no show, dog, so figure it out. You know, but it's good like that. It keeps you grinding, which is a good thing.
I mean, has it been a good education? Have you learned more doing SNL than your whole career?
I mean, I'm sharpening a lot of things. I mean, I'm still in the process of it, but learning how to just write for TV in a specific scope has really helped a lot. And helps you deal with white people.
Yes. We have
some right here.
Oh,
see, we have the first white man right here.
Yes. Mrs. Thank you, honorary
Ashley, probably.
Yeah, this guy. He's like, good the next show, you're like, can we sit further back?
No, but I feel like that's always been a struggle, and now we can finally talk about it, because this is why I stayed away from writing jobs, because I don't know how to write for a white dude.
Oh.
Because every packet I turned in for Conan or Jimmy Fallon, my manager is like, this is great, but I hear like a hey at the end of each thing.
I hear it.
Like, you hear, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I'm writing for my voice.
Right.
Yeah, so what's your process? Do you have to write
for... You just got to stay open. Is that your thing?
Or, yeah, I'm also, I like really silly shit. So you know, I'm a black man first, but I also do like silly stuff. And there are voices like Pete, I know how to write for, you know what I'm saying, Mikey, you know, and you just kind of learn by hanging out with them and finding something about them. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can figure out your voice. But it's really about just like writing for yourself and pitching yourself in different scenarios so other people can see how to write for you too. Otherwise, you'll just be the black guy and everything, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be the black guy regardless, but like,
more than just the stereotype, black guy.
You know what I mean?
Were you comfortable in class, like high school and college, speaking up in front of the class and like
Not only in jokes. And I wasn't even a comedian then. I was just like mad introverted, and I got nervous at speaking in front of people. So
really?
Unless it was like me
every
saying
woman
something wild,
and man is falling in love with you right now.
So wait a minute,
hear
you
it.
Were in, you sat next to the class clown, or like what happened? Like
no, I mean like. Yeah, sometimes, but also
writing down notes and shit.
It would just be like, oh shit, this dude is fucking hilarious. Ooh, and I get some more self-esteem. I'm gonna be a beast. there would always be somebody like louder and you know, and funnier in the class, and I just would be sitting there. But every now and then, I get my little joke off, and I was like, oh shit, if I was brave enough, I'd do that more, you know?
Right.
and then once I started battling, I started doing rap battles in schools and shit.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what like built my confidence. This is why am I telling y'all this?
No, this is great.
Yes.
No,
this is what adulting is. Sharing stories.
Do you want to
it's very adult.
Do y'all want to hear him? Spit real quick.
Oh, my God.
Oh man.
I mean, you said you brought it up.
Oh, and you got a beat.
I don't rap. I don't rap.
20. I've been up. It gets better than this. I don't know what I'm gonna say. Michelle got me out on a fucking Sunday, wearing some different clothes from many different outfits. Had to take a sip of the liquor, Jack and Coke. I get quicker. I'm that real type of nigga. That's no ER for the white people in the front. It's the A. It's the A. It's my day. Yeah, the only day off. But I take snow's days off. This the dream I'm living, dog. So what y'all gonna do? I'm moving fast like a river and a log downhill.
Yeah! Chris Red. Triple threat.
I'm very exhausted. That was
Take your time.
I feel like people have an idea of what it is to be an adult and what it is to be a woman. And it's like, did you ever have an idea in your head what it is to be a man? Like, what defines being a man to you? And is it society's definition?
When I was younger, I thought, you know, being a man was having a lot of money and like things that you wanted, mm-hmm. you know. And my dad, you know, I had a good father. So like, I thought being a man was just having, you know, what he has, which is a family, you know, doing something he loves and having like, somebody he loves in his life. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just having a job and working hard.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much kind of, it's always been that. It shifted, like, I thought I wanted to be a gangster for so long. And then I grew out of that. And
did you fight?
Yeah, I fought a lot.
I fought a lot too.
Yeah. I was small too, so I had to prove myself a lot. Like,
I was
so
never
many people
small.
Talk shit.
Yeah. But I was never small, but I was light, so I had to prove myself a lot.
Yeah.
I'm That's still right. light, not was. You get it.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I also I also flirted with being a gangster, but more white. White collar crime, okay?
White collar crime, here.
Yeah.
They're like, where did my goddamn desktop go?
Yeah. It's like, I'm gonna inflate the price of these stocks. This is gonna be a good way.
Take a left right here. I'm lying. We're lost. I'm a maniacal man.
I'm gonna sink the housing market, you motherfuckers.
I'll be at your party. Click. No, I won't. I want to see that villain.
Yeah, yeah.
That was amazing.
White collar crown. It's me.
My cheeks hurt.
Oh my god.
Chris is gonna answer a question from the audience. What's the question?
Wait. Oh. How should I quit my job? Ooh.
Oh, man.
There's so many options.
Have you ever quit a job? You ever quit a job?
Hell yeah. I've quit. I've had 50 jobs, a lot of repeats.
50 jobs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I worked a lot of them at the same time, too.
Okay.
At the most, I had like three jobs at a time.
Three jobs at a time?
Is that
yeah,
legal?
Yeah.
You're why the unemployment rate is so low. You're doing all the jobs.
I was proud that day. Yeah. I was proud. No, I've quit my job in a few different ways. The most extreme, I was a cook at Hooters in Chicago. Yeah.
Shit, I'm never eating at Hooters.
Yeah. No, I'm a good cook, but there's nothing you can do to save that. So, but I remember I wanted to get a raise. I was working extra hours.
Absolutely.
And so I went into the boss and I asked him for weeks, and he just kept evading me. So. One morning when I finished prep, when I came in, I was like, hey, man, you've been avoiding this question. Can I or can I not have a raise? Because if not, I need to go somewhere else. And he was like, your black ass is never getting a raise. So he said, yeah.
Here's a question. Was he also black?
No.
Okay.
He is a white guy.
Was it him?
No.
So that happened. You quit that job. You're like, get the fuck out.
Oh, I tore that office up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
This was when I was younger. So I was about 19. I was a high head and I fought like every day. Why? So when he said that shit, it was a wrap.
Did you turn the desk over?
Yo, I broke his computer screen.
His computer screen?
I broke everything in that office, bro. I turned all the grease was on. I was throwing shit in the grease.
Oh my God, you're like a woman's
my black
sword.
Ass is ruining your food. My black ass did the dishes on the floor with my black ass. Yo, I said it too much.
Shit.
For sure. But I stomped off, and I remember how cold it was that day because I walked home. And wow. And I was walking, and then like a mile in, I was like, you could have called anybody. You quit your job? I could have I could have got him in trouble. I could have went through the proper channels, but I was young, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay. You did your thing, man.
Look, adulting is also coming into your power. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah. So I fucking get it. God, our time is up, but I love you so damn much.
I love you too. This show is fun as fuck, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yo, let's hear it for Chris Ray. What a night.
Hair flip! So excited to bring our last guest to the show. I've been trying to get her to do the show for a hot fucking minute. I think she's so funny. She's got a special on Netflix. She's got a special on Comedy Central.
Yes.
She's got so many specials because she's so special. Yes. Please help me welcome to the stage, Yamanika Saunders!
What's up? What's up? What's up?
This is for you.
Is this a stool? Wake the fuck up! I'm 40 years old. Don't ask again. Cause I know this bitch was gonna ask. My period is over. I'm good.
Nice.
I don't like being on a stool because I don't know. Like, you knew I was a fat bitch when I came here, right? So I don't even know why this. Who thought this stool was gonna work?
Dude, we all struggle with the stool.
You ain't struggling with shit. I'm over here like, what the fuck do I? I'm like a fucking trapeze act and shit, trying to figure out tightroping this shit on a fucking stool.
I'm gonna get you. Do you want me to get a chair?
That'll make it even fatter if you bring a chair out. Like the bitch gave up. I'm just gonna teeter totter on this fucking stool and figure out how I'm gonna make it.
I don't think there's any right answer right now. All right. I'm so glad you're here.
I got a migraine. This is me at a level two. Yes.
Oh, oh shit. Yeah.
What happened?
I get
what happened?
It. You just
want
hit
some
a
water?
Dark
you
room.
You want some water?
No. I feel like your grandmother was very involved in your life. You offered me a chair, water and shit. What's neck, a blanket?
I know.
You asked me if I'm anemic. No, I'm good. I got enough iron today.
I am. I'm a real piece of shit.
No, you're amazing. I'm just saying you're taking a lot of care. More care than this bitch. She let me pass out right next to her. She ain't offering me shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I can't.
So,
I can't.
Did you always want to do comedy?
No. Okay.
What y'all got?
Lots of stuff. Friendship. How do you break up with a friend?
And do you?
Or do you?
Yeah, I get rid of bitches left and right. You out here, bitch. Bye. I did a thing where, like, I was with my friend. They always gossip. Everything about this shit is gossip. You ain't get nowhere. Mm-hmm. You ain't talking about nothing. You just keep talking about the same person over and fucking over again. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
So I had that kind of bitch in my life. I had a bitch that kept saying she was trying to lose weight. She wasn't doing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, not like I stepped my game up, but, you know, I also wasn't talking about it. So it was like, then I had a bitch in my life that was like, you know, I hate my career. And she's just like, I had a lot of stagnant bitches. So I took them each to a dinner.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what I took to the Brooklyn Bridge, not to throw her off, but just to, we took a nice little walk.
Whoa.
That was a fat bitch. I said, listen, we're going to start this and see how this is going to go. Just get you on the thing. So I took him to a location, and I said, listen. I said, listen, here's the thing. We're going to start this conversation at the end of this. We may not be friends. That's what I said to them.
Wow. Okay.
Right. And not because of anything that I was doing. It was, no. It just had nothing to do with me. This was all about how they were going through in their journey. And I said to the gossip bitch, I don't want to be on the phone all the time talking about people. Like, what are you doing in your life? This is slowing me down. We wasted time.
Yes.
So I told her, I said, what's up? Can you change this? Is this your, you know, makeup?
Yes.
And she was like, yes. So she changed it. Her and I stayed together.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we stayed together. We still friends, okay?
Oh, that's
good. The truth, you know? She took the truth.
That's
now, the fat bitch, it is always the fat bitches. Because you can't tell them anything. I know I'm a fat bitch. They don't want to hear nothing. Yeah. They don't want to hear nothing. So I took that bitch, Brooklyn Bridge. I said, we going to walk. Let's walk this. I said, look at all this and blah, 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 blah. Get out in the air. Look at the sun. Look at the stars.
Look at
the weight come down.
Yes,
right?
Jillian
look
Michaels.
At you.
Yes.
Look at you. You could be out here doing all this shit. Are you going to lose weight or what?
Yeah.
Because you keep talking about it. And she's like, I can't. I said, well, you know, girl, then I'm going to have to leave you here.
Oh, shit. No, this is where I leave you.
Physically leave you at this spot?
Yes! I'm having problems, too. We can't be two fat bitches trying to fight over a bra. Like, I had to keep moving. What was I going to do? What was I going to do? Be fat with her? She's still fat, by the way. I lost 10 pounds.
Yes!
So that was that. And then the third girl, now this was a little tricky because we shared dick. Oh. By happenstance.
Eskimo sisters.
How the fuck
Eskimo
did you find
sisters,
out?
I feel you.
I was fucking this dude. She watched me fuck this motherfucker too. Not watch me fuck, but she saw the journey that was happening.
Oh, I was like, this you can't get a spot.
Disappear at night like Darkwing Duck and shit. Where you think we was going to play patty cake? You knew we was fucking. So she goes, oh my God, you know, I just want to tell you, I used to fuck him, this and that. I said, okay, girl, well, like, I can stop fucking him because, you know, our friendship is important. I didn't even know you was with the dude like that.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, you know, but whatever. And then she said, but as long as you don't fuck this other dude, and I had already fucked this dude.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, do I tell her? So I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, I don't want, because she was like, this is the love of my life. And I was like, well, damn, if I tell her. So I had to be like, girl, you know, I just don't think we're going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to be honest with people, and I felt like this was going to constantly be over my head.
Yes.
And I was going to tell her. I didn't want to break her spirit. So her and I are done.
Wow. Shit. Okay, well, you.
Yeah, I pray for her every day, though. Yeah.
So you were,
I do. Yeah. I keep her in prayer. She's a sweet girl.
You were more or less protecting her feelings. You were protecting her feelings.
Yeah, because I kept, and I called another girlfriend of mine. I said, I have to tell her. She says, no, this is going to break her spirit. Do not tell her. I said, I can't. not tell her she's my friend.
Right.
So it was like, I'm going to have to let her go because, you know, I mean, hopefully she ain't in the crowd.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What are the parallels you think needs to happen in a relationship and also with your work life?
Oh. Who are you, Fopra? I see you, bitch, trying to get another gig.
So what do you think?
You know, I just got out of something.
Okay.
I did.
A job or some dick?
Dick? It was a job. A dick job.
Okay.
You know? Okay. Did I bring enough learning to the crowd? I just sort of weaved that together.
You did that.
Yeah, I got, you know what it is? I don't have time for relationships. When I do get into a relationship, it's got to be quick. It's got to be like, the whole thing got to happen now because I got to know if you can stay in this because eventually I'm going to leave.
You're going to leave.
So wait, you got to know if they can stay because you got to go?
Yes. The thing is, I give you 2 solid weeks of my undivided attention, and I'm there. I'm, like, checking in with you and all this other stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
If we are together and we can make it, then I disappear because I'm disappearing, okay? I got shit to do. Right. Yes. Don't act like you don't know. We've got a fucking busy career. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit is happening.
There's no judgment happening.
Yeah. Well, let's cancel her out there because there's a lot of judgment coming from her fucking eyeballs.
I think I understand what you're saying. So basically, like, you want to have that the GUI center of a relationship right away, basically.
To know if it's worth staying.
Yes, or maybe hanging out and, like, you know, kicking it, whatever. So, like, but on a long enough timeline, so it would be over in what, 3 months? Or, like,
I'm kind of with that because I made my husband tell me he loved me before, like, the first time I went to go visit him in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And I spent a week with him after our one night stand. It was like 3 months later. And I was like, okay, we had a great week together. We had some drunk fighting. We made up.
Yeah.
He, like, melted cheese on bread. I was like, I'm going to suck your dick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I said, do you think you love me? Do you think you could love me? He's like, I have feelings of love towards you. And I was like, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Like, could you love me? And I just made him tell me. So I understand what you're saying.
You made him tell you. Did you believe it or do you feel like he was being forced?
Both.
Believe he was being forced.
Yeah, believe he was being forced.
No, I feel like he knew it, but I feel like sometimes guys take too long to make it. They're like, mm-hmm. I gotta sit on it and figure it out. And I'm like, no, nobody's got that time.
You know what? Nobody's
got that time. So
I told
just fucking do it.
My now wife, then girlfriend that I loved her, and she dumped me. So you never know you never know what you're gonna get in a relationship.
Okay, so outside of the relationship stuff, right? Mm-hmm. As a black woman in Trump's America.
Yes. It's his America? Y'all keep saying that shit. This ain't his motherfucking America. I'm doing just fine. I'm still buying my wigs, get my nails done. I mean, where is this America?
Do you travel to the middle of America or the South to perform?
Yeah, I'm fucking white guys and shit too. Like, what? Y'all act like the shit's roots and we about to go back to Chicken George and shit. He can't take us back then. You know you ain't never seen him walk into Harlem because he know what time it is. Fucking giving him all his fucking power. Here's America like he fucking told and shit. Not when my ancestors walked up and down here and made this motherfucker fabulous like it was goddamn IKEA. Fuck him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't you dare apologize.
No, don't you dare.
You better speak on it, honey.
Tell it.
I mean.
I blacked out.
I mean. Woo! I know. It does feel like church. It is Sunday.
Yes.
You set a lot of goals for yourself.
Yes.
And so when you walked in, I was like, you want a drink ticket? You're like, I'm not drinking this year. I was going to ask you, what's the most adult thing you want to do for yourself this year? But there's always a diet. There's always a dance class. There's always like a no sex, all sex. There's always like something going on. You have a lot of, you give yourself a lot of things to do.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that I have lived my life. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I did the no dick because dick was getting in the way. You know what I'm saying? It was. You know, a lot of women have to focus about that. And men too. You got to focus, like, you know, a lot of people, in, you know, we're in this age now where people are like, oh, I'm 30, I'm not living my life, I'm 40, I'm tired, you know, and it's like a lot of those things is don't be blaming, like, life and this shit. Look at yourself and figure out who the fuck you got to move out of the way, what's a distraction, write down what your goals are, and then try to get to them, because life is long, but life is short, and it's short and long. You don't know if you're on the short end of the long end or if it's the long, short end of the short end.
Yes.
So you got to fucking write down what you want
and get
it going.
So many ends. So many ends. It's like a brisket. Dude. Yes. Yeah. Give it up for Yamanika.
Did you say brisket?
Yes.
They got brisket here?
No.
I was like, we can stop this fucking show. I need a brisket.
All right, we got a couple of questions from the audience, and so we're going to all take turns to fucking answer here.
Claiming
a
your time.
It looked like three. Claiming big ass time. Papers sitting here.
It's three questions.
Oh, that's how you know I'm 40. Yeah. Am I supposed to go now? I'm going now?
Yeah. What's it say?
That's question, yeah.
How late is too late to pay my taxes?
Wow. Shit.
Donald Trump doesn't pay him, so.
That's true. I mean, the latest I ever was on taxes was like maybe 5-6 years. Like, no.
Wow.
I was tipping for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. I was a temp, and I was like, well, maybe the taxes don't apply when you temporarily work in places. So I didn't pay them. And then I got an accountant who fix all that shit, so I really can't answer your question now because I have to pay somebody to take care of this answer for me.
Right. You know what? I want to say mine was 2 years, and I started, like, I got something from the IRS. So I was like, this isn't real.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they'll send you a letter now with all your information and say you owe this, and they just start taking shit out your check.
Yes.
Garnishing your wages.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm here for. They are garnishing your wages.
What about you, Don? Well, what's the longest?
I'll usually pay mine on time, so.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Nah, he looked like he paid his shit on. You single? What's going on with you? You back there scratching them records. You can scratch some other shit, too. Sorry if his lady is in the crowd. I just got to get to work.
That was a sexual reference. I understood that.
Not on the dick dot.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
I can, if you want.
How do you deal with grown-ass siblings who will not take your advice?
Shit, I'm the only child, so y'all take this shit.
I am, too. I have, I don't have, but I guess a bunch of them. It's a bunch of half. It's a lot of fractions going on in my daddy's life. So I'm the oldest of four in total, all of us. And then when I'm away, then the other one's the oldest of that. But whatever, I carte blanche that bitch.
Shit.
She gets out.
It's a lot of dominoes.
If somebody's asking, if people don't want to take your advice, I say don't give them the advice. You know what it is? Because a lot of times people just want to hear themselves talk and they think, oh, my thing is my thing. You got to let motherfuckers fail on their own. That's the only way they're going to get it. Like, people constantly, like, I was just watching this Lifetime movie, Don't Judge Me. My mother was in town for 2 weeks and this is all she whip-waps with. But I was watching this Lifetime movie and this woman, her friend was murdering everybody up and down. And like up and down, every time you turn around, the bitch, she's somewhere, the girl got murdered. Oh, she went to see Stephanie. What happened to Stephanie? Cassandra died. Well, Stephanie was there, yeah. Well, if Stephanie is everywhere, people dying, bitch, get away from Stephanie. Stephanie is killing motherfuckers. And then her husband's like, you gotta get away from Stephanie. She's like, no, I love Stephanie. I was like, no. Let Stephanie kill her. Then she'll see. Guess what, bitch? It was Stephanie, right? That's why you did.
The more you know.
That's right. The more you know.
Oh, my God.
Do you have me?
No. Yes, I mean, I can answer your question.
No. But answer that question first.
Sure. My siblings don't listen to me. It's because
are they named Stephanie?
No, they're not. They're named Joseph and Marjan, and they don't listen to me. And it's okay. I let them fail on their own, and then they borrow money from me. So next question. Do you still ghost? parentheses because that is so immature.
There was that many O's?
Just three.
That was very immature to have this many O's.
Yeah.
Do you ghost? Do you ghost people? You ghost dates?
No, because I'm too direct to ghost.
Okay.
You understand? Like, I just get rid of you. Now,
just walk them up to a bridge.
Yeah. Walk them off a bridge.
The next time you ask me to go to a bridge, I'm gonna fucking know.
No,
I've ghosted. It doesn't work. They keep coming back. It's like, can you just go? Yeah. I mean, there's the ghosting. There's also zombie, where you think somebody's dead and they pop in your life 2 years later. Happy New Year. You're like, what the fuck is this? So there's that too. I learned so much from 22-year-olds. Just kidding. I learned nothing. But I ghost, and it doesn't work. I wish I could be more fresh direct, but, you know, I just got to select a delivery time.
Ghosting is bullshit because it's like, first of all, I see you. Like, if you found somebody on Tinder, they still on Tinder, right? Or social media. Like, where are you going? I see, like, we ghost.
Yeah.
I want to see an obituary on your social media page. Like, you're not ghosting me. I know where you live. I know all your shit.
Yeah.
It's just irresponsible to, like, you know, and this is about adulting, okay?
That's true.
It's like, be responsible and say, this is why it's not working out. This is, and I wish you well. There's a better place for
so
you.
So much energy.
You know, it's a lot of broken people walking around still thinking about, like, why did so-and-so and so-and-so? And you could just give somebody closure and say, listen, your dick was small. That's not a reason why I've ever left anybody. I have sucked a lot of small dicks to the point where I've gotten brain freeze. Because they have a good heart. A dick. So if you got a small dick in the building and you think I'm attractive, don't not come to me. You understand? We will work together to figure out what kind of package you can get from me.
What kind of package? Yo, Monica, everybody!
Yes. Amazing. Thank you.
Oh my God, Yamanika.
You guys have been amazing. Fucking wear condoms, get STD tested. Good night.
Good night.
This was such a fun show.
Yes.
We had Danielle Brooks, Chris Redd, and Yamanika Saunders.
I mean, Yamanika on a stool in Brooklyn is my most favorite thing, and I had no idea. And, you know, I'm just so happy I got to share my news about becoming a mother.
Yeah.
To these amazing twins. Like, I finally got to meet these souls.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they have beautiful faces, beautiful eyes.
Thank you so much. They're such cutie patooties. They are.
Congratulations.
So are yours.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We produce some really great stuff. Speaking of producing.
Mm-hmm. Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Odelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Solitaroff, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Ed Haber, and Irene Trudell.
The live show is produced by Christian Banda. And our theme music is by Isaac Jones, with additional music by DJ Don Will.
Did you like this episode? Did you? Please rate us.
Yeah, write a review. We love reading your reviews, so please leave one.
And commit to something. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss our next episode. I get mine at...
Nobody asked you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, boy. So everyone...
wanted me to take this call because my phone was... the ringer was off.
Oh. How do you say your last name?
Saunders?
Saunders? Okay. Was I saying Saunders? Y'all was saying Sanders?
That's a dollar y'all
owe
me.
No, you thought it was Saunders?
No, I thought it was Saunders.
It is Saunders.
Well, good. Then I was right.
I've never had anybody ask me how to pronounce my last name. I mean, I've gone...
This is white people public radio. They like to get shit right. The devil's in the details.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
It's great.
I mean, it all came together. I'm cleaning my house. I'm trying to make a couple of keto meals. My ringer is off. I go into the kitchen. I see your name. And
it worked out.
It worked out. It all came together. Was that it?
God is good.
All the time.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take the wheel, Jesus. Make a left at the stop sign, Jesus.
You better get off at the stop sign.
This is our exit, Jesus.
Jesus said, pull over. He said, pull over.
Jesus, leave your head on the wheel now. It's a white cop, Jesus. Leave your head on the wheel.
Jesus said he need to see your license and registration.
Ah, Jesus, where are the cables to jump the car, Jesus? I gotta go. I love you so much.
So it's Saunders?
Goodbye.
So it's Saunders? Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
God, we've lost control.